It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, are you an ENFP? Well, our guest says, who cares? He makes the case against a widely used personality test that a lot of businesses and other organizations rely on.
But first, a peaceful protest turned violent last night in Ferguson, Missouri, after local police shot to death a black unarmed teen on Saturday.
Police say the shooting of 18-year-old Michael Brown was the result of the youth assaulting an officer in a police car. Residents and some local witnesses say it was a case of excessive police force.
Some people see parallels between this case and the Trayvon Martin shooting in 2012. Chad Dion Lassiter is with us now. He's a professor of race relations at the University of Pennsylvania and sits on the board of trustees for the Philadelphia prison system. Chad, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
Well, this all started on Saturday when an 18-year-old named Michael Brown, recent high school graduate, was shot to death by a police officer. Details are still emerging, but what do we know so far?
What we know is that this is a textbook example of how not to handle various situations. What we also see is that there seems to continue to be this conflict between the police and young African-American males. And more often than not, it ends with African-American males losing their lives, be that Trayvon Martin, even though that was George Zimmerman, but we have Eric Garner, most recently at the hands of the police in New York. We have Oscar Grant at the hands of the BART transit police out in Oakland. And it just seems to me that it seems to be an open season on police or some police officers engaged in excessive force as it relates to looking at some black males in a very intimidating fashion. It always amazes me at how police are the ones who are saying that they felt threatened when, in fact, they're the ones that have the guns.
Well, the local NAACP in Missouri is echoing what you're saying in large part, saying this is a dire concern in light of Trayvon Martin's death and a string of others. What do you see as being at stake in this particular case?
I think what's going to be at stake in this particular case is that we have the potential to highlight how we can better engage communities of color and not buy into the stereotypes and the myths that some within the police department have as it relates to black males and the imagery that goes around that. I think what we also need to look at is that the outpouring of concern that has boiled over to some of the frustration is because the communities, so often or not, have looked at things from a historical standpoint, and they see the challenges of police brutality, not only in St. Louis, but in Chicago and Philadelphia and New York, Washington, D.C., Detroit. And it almost runs simultaneously where if you go to all the above-mentioned catchment areas, individuals will articulate they know someone who has been brutalized or someone that has been killed by the police. And so I think, once again, this highlights an opportunity for us to really call for not just investigations, but how we can be proactive in establishing and organizing cop watch programs, civilian review boards. And this is why I always tell people, this is why it's essential to become jurors. Because if this goes to trial, you want to have people who understand things of this nature, and they see it not just from a racial lens, but they see it from a lens of why is it that police are using excessive force as it relates to one side of the color line, specifically black and male.
I want you to introduce us, if you can, to Michael Brown as a person, the victim who was shot and killed. Who is he?
I don't know Michael Brown, the person, only from what I've read, but we know of his age. We know of some of his friends. We know of some of the things he interacted in. We know of this area of St. Louis. We also understand that there are some who may not see Michael Brown from a perspective of young black male. They may see him from a perspective of young black male and dangerous. And so the psyche of pathology that some have as it relates to black males leads them to think you don't belong in this gated community, a la Trayvon Martin, Oscar Grant. I mean, the list goes on and on. What we do know is from the narratives, not my narrative, but the narratives of what his mother has shared, what his stepfather has shared, was that, you know, it's a family and it's a community that's grieving, you know. And so, you know, I haven't done extensive research in trying to figure out what type of, you know, school he attended, what type of grades he got. But the reality is, when we're looking at humanity, all of that isn't significant. What we have is a 18-year-old black male killed, something went awry, and we need to do a full-scale investigation And we need to find out, why is it that cops continue, or some police continue, to use excessive force? What we do know is that he had a heart. We know that it beat it. We know that he had parents. We know that he had friends. I would imagine from a developmental stage at 18, he may have loved a certain aspect of music. He may have been into avant-garde jazz, maybe not hip-hop. We know that he probably interacted with some of his friends in the community. Could have been basketball, could have been football, could have been karate. Whatever he was, or whatever he could have become, will no longer be, just like Trayvon Martin. So the possibilities of an 18-year-old will never be realize because he was shot down.
Now, the FBI, according to the New York Times, has opened their investigation of this. What do they need to do to make the community feel that justice is being served?
Well, when situations like this happen, you have the trauma, and I would imagine that it's already probably trauma that has existed well before that. I think it has to be fair. It has to be impartial. I think it has to be testimony that comes forth. And I'm not really certain how you calm the fears of a community that more often than not historically sees the police as a occupying terroristic force. If you look at the New York incident, those police that were part of that killing of Eric Garner saw him as the boogeyman. Big black guy, how do you tame him? He dies. He didn't have a gun. You know, this young man, we're still looking at reports, so we don't know what happened in this altercation. I think what the FBI has to do, and others, is they have to give the data to the community. They have to be transparent. They can't maintain status quo, not saying that that's what they're going to do. And the truth has to emerge. Who's going to bear the truth of this killing, of this death? And then I think from there we get proactive to see how we can put measures in to better work, not just with the police, but also we need to work in communities around diversity training, because not all cops see black males or other males in the light of the way we've been seeing that has swept the country. But this is a problem. This is a profound problem that needs to be addressed.
Are there programs out there already that help police forces interact with communities, that focus on diversity training, that help to humanize both sides?
Wonderful question. I would imagine that various police departments have it here in the city of Philadelphia, that oftentimes is not a city of brotherly love or sisterly affection, with not only police brutality, but the carnage of, you know, crime that we see in the city of Philadelphia. We do have organizations that work with that. The police department, they oftentimes bring in diversity experts to work on things of this nature. I'm not certain what St. Louis does. I'm certain that they can probably speak to that, but I think it's essential. And I think it's essential for both sides, because once again, just a disclaimer for your listening audience, we're not saying all police officers. We would not want to stereotype or generalize those officers on every side of the color line, and oftentimes white officers who are friendly and who are accepted within predominantly African-American and Latino communities. So we want to be very fair in that sense. But we also know that there are a few bad apples that will have us believing that we're going to paint all police officers the same way. One thing is consistent. Black males are dying at the hands of these police officers. And more often than not, the data that emerges is that they don't have a weapon. We're talking about unarmed individuals. And so that's what becomes problematic. And that's what you see when you see the anger, when you see the angst, when you see the people trying to find a way to speak back to the scars and suffering. Albeit it's not therapeutic in a sense when you're looking at looting and you're looking at individuals being upset. And so the community needs to dispatch what I call community interventionists to deal with the trauma, to deal with the grief, to deal with the bewilderment, to answer the questions, why my son? This mother has lost her son, who's 18 years old. The possibilities of possibly being a father, contributing to the society in whatever manner he was going to possibly contribute to the society, all is over, and that young man will be no more.
And as you said, this isn't just about St. Louis or Ferguson. It's not just about Trayvon Martin. It seems to be something that is occurring in various areas across the country. What would you like to see change, or what has to happen for people to get invested, and not just the people affected in that case, but the country, to seeing some sort of resolution and coming together?
I think media campaigns draw attention to injustice. So I think having the media campaign centered around this, Once again, I think getting on juries is really great. The establishment of civilian review boards, I think, is also something that can speak back to some of these challenges. And I think that's what organizing looks like. It looks like cop watch programs, similar to town watch programs. I think what it also we need to have happen is local organizations, not just the NAACP, but the ACLU and people of good moral standing on every side of the color line needs to say, hey, we're concerned about police killing black males. The same way we would be concerned about a white shooter in Aurora or Columbine or the individual Chen, who was down in Virginia Tech, who they knew that he had some mental health challenges. We need to pay attention to the lives of black males dying at the expense of police. We need for police to be friendly. We need them to understand diversity. We need to recognize that they shouldn't come in to a particular minority community viewing all black people through the lens of prejudice, through the lens of, you know, pathology. And what we also need to do is we need to have African-Americans tell more of their narratives of police brutality, because there's so much police brutality when I travel the country of individuals who have stated how they've been oftentimes oppressed and marginalized at the hands of the police, who oftentimes won't share those stories out of fear and retaliatory actions because they have to still live in these communities where these police are patrolling, not patrolling from a friendly standpoint, but once again, occupying terroristic force.
Chad, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. And I'm wishing that this community heals, the truth emerges. And once again, not all police officers should be painted in a negative light. And my prayers, thoughts, and reflections go out to this young man and all the other young men who have lost their lives. Thank you for having me.
Appreciate you joining us today. That was Chad Dion Laster, professor of race relations at the University of Pennsylvania. He also sits on the board of trustees for the Philadelphia prison system, talking about a shooting that took place on Saturday, a young man named Michael Brown, and this happened in the town of Ferguson in Missouri.